Welcome to the Friday Shorts episode of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's the last Friday of the month, and it's our tradition here at Your Daily Dose to share the odds and ends that didn't make it into a full podcast, but were too good not to share. This month's batch is fast and fun. We think you'll find them worth a listen. Enjoy. You know any rich people?
Kind of. I mean, I think so. Like, I don't go around asking. It's not the first thing I ask. What? I'm like, so how rich are you?
Oh, I hand them a card with a question on it.
So they have to
write it down.
It out.
Yeah, that's right. If I don't like the number that comes back. Yeah. It's like when you're at the car dealership and you're like, what number are you thinking?
Yeah.
And just let it
and
across.
It
it's
down.
Like, no, I just walk away.
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
same
enough.
Thing. Oh,
no,
that's how much you're worth? I'm out. Jeez, I'm glad I made the cut.
Okay, I hate that term, what you just said. How much you're worth. Oh, my God. I mean, I know what you meant, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
To encapsulate in a sentence, that's how much you're worth? It's like, yeah, that's if that's what you do. That's like someone asked a teacher, like he asked him, what do you do for a living at a dinner table? And this may be an urban legend, but I like it. And he said, I'm a teacher. And he goes, oh, what's a teacher make? And he said, young mind stronger?
Yeah.
It's like, I like that
answer.
As a, you know, what do you make for a living?
What do you do? I like the answer. About what? That's a good one, too.
With whom?
Yeah, there you go.
Hello.
Now.
Hello, am I being recorded?
Let me hear you.
Hey,
let me hear you.
I did just offer you a glass wipe because I think generosity is the foundation of any great
What'd you call
partnership.
Me?
Generosity.
Oh, I thought you called me a glass wipe.
You are a glass wipe. I learned this because generosity is the foundation of any great partnership. That
yeah,
I'm still listening to Surrender by Bono. I think I've had it for now 63 days, and the gem that I just got last week was that when Paul McCartney and John Lennon first got together to have a serious conversation, John Lennon bought a Cadbury chocolate bar, and broke it in half and gave half of it to Paul McCartney. And it was like in those days, apparently chocolate was the thing in the 70s, 60s
or 50s,
wherever it was.
Yeah.
When they started the 70s. I think that's when I encountered them.
Yeah.
Okay. When they encountered them, this was a big thing. So for him to offer half of his candy bar was a serious gesture. And I thought to myself, I would give you half of my candy bar.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably. I give you half of this glass wipe right here. If you'd like it.
Stop calling me that.
Glass wipe. Dun, 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 dun. And guess what? I'm glad we have alcohol. I'm glad that people are able to come and enjoy that because I think it's increased the size of our audiences. People don't necessarily want to go out on a Friday night someplace they can't get a beer or a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And have some fun.
Have a little fun.
Have a little drinky.
A drinky poo. Have a little drink. I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking.
That sounds like something that they would say at a country bar. I ain't drunk, I'm just
drinking. I think it's an old song, yeah. It's an old jazzy kind of song.
I ain't thunk, I'm just thinking. I ain't sunk, I'm just sinking. I want you to know.
I like that.
Right.
All right, we're going to write that one. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I sang on a couple of episodes this week, so I wanted to leave this week with one more singing thing. Song? Is that what they're called? So I made a short song. I hope you enjoy it.
Short, 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 short,